This is TWiT.
FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler detailed his plan to reclassify ISPs as common carriers under Title II of the Telecommunications Act. He did it in an article on Wired, of all places. He wrote that these enforceable bright line rules, I don't know what bright line means, will ban paid prioritization and the blocking and throttling of lawful content and services. Surprisingly, Wheeler's proposal also includes wireless networks. We'll introduce our interview guest in a sec, but I want to welcome co-anchor Katie Benner. How are you doing, Katie?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I told you before the show I wanted to talk about an article you wrote recently. We'll talk about it at the end of the show, if you don't mind.
Sure.
But for now, I want to introduce Jason Abruzzese, who wrote about this FCC news for Mashable. Welcome to you, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, you were in the middle of a call. You stepped off that FCC call to join this show, so we'll get you back on that call in just a sec. Now, this is a nightmare scenario for the Comcasts and the AT&Ts of the world. What are they likely to do in response to what Tom Wheeler's proposing here?
I can only imagine that their lawyers are feverishly working already to prepare to meet the FCC in court to challenge these new rules. You know, the ISPs have already said as much if Wheeler was to pursue the Title II reclassification that they're going after. So, you know, this will, you know, if these rules do get voted into place later in February, you know, it's not going to be the end of the story. Unfortunately, we're going to see, you know, months and months of court battles after this.
Do you think this is really going to de-incentivize people from investing in faster networks, as some people have claimed?
Well, I guess, you know, one immediate indication we have is the stock market. And interestingly enough, a lot of the stocks of Comcast, you know, Time Warner Cable, Cablevision, Charter, you know, a lot of these providers shot up immediately after the news. And one of the reasons seems to be is that some of the language isn't as aggressive as people had maybe expected. And there's also seems to be these this thing called forbearance. Basically, what the FCC is saying is that we can choose to only apply certain pieces of Title II to gain the like net neutrality principles that we want, while also not subjecting these companies to the onerous regulations that would stymie investment and you know, hurt their bottom line.
Now, you obviously read the Tom Wheeler post on Wired, and you were on the call. What did you learn on the call that you didn't learn in the Tom Wheeler post?
Well, actually, a lot of what's available now is on a fact sheet on the FCC's website. So I think that's where a lot of the more detailed information is coming out. You know, among these things is that interconnections are going to be looked at very closely by the FCC. I think people have heard terms like peering interconnection. It's basically where networks meet, the actual connections that they form that form our internet work. You know, these junction points are very important, and they've been looked at as a place where you know, a lot of companies are coming, having disagreements about how data is handled and how connections are you know, invested in and kept up. The FCC will start looking at that piece of the internet infrastructure, and that's you know, a really important small piece of this puzzle.
So then one last question. In addition to litigation, what can we expect going forward?
You know, I think you're going to have a big fight on your hands. You know, this is definitely close to the worst case scenario for the ISPs. It's close to the best case scenario for net neutrality advocates. You know, two sides that are pretty bitterly split. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how the vote goes in the FCC. They still need to vote on this. I believe the date will be February 26th. So, you know, we're going to be having an ongoing debate about the eventual ramifications of these rules and what they mean for the internet going forward. And you know, whether they're good for consumers, as Tom Wheeler says, or if they're going to hold us back from, you know, becoming a, you know, 22nd century internet country like the ISPs do.
Wheeler said, quote, "My proposal assures the rights of internet users to go where they want, when they want, and the rights of innovators to introduce new products without asking anyone's permission. That is the right thing to say. Let's see if the government can really pull this off, and I'm certainly rooting for the forces in the government who are in favor of net neutrality." And the AT&Ts and the Comcasts of the world can bite me, basically. I mean, I don't care what they want. We need net neutrality. This is forever, and it's like the most important decision the government's going to make this decade, I think.